T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number two here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, as Fox NFL insider Jordan Schultz joins us now to talk about the NFL with the trade deadline sitting 6 days away. Jordan, thanks for joining us once again. How the heck are you?
Hey, I'm doing really well. Thanks, guys.
Hey, could the Browns be trading Myles Garrett? Is this realistic to talk about from your perspective?
No, they're not going to move off of him. It's very easy to think, you know, this team is bad. Let's have a fire sale. The problem is that it's not good business to trade really good players. I mean, it's kind of the same reason why a team like Miami, I don't see trading a Jalen Waddle. Garrett obviously just signed a record-setting extension, and obviously teams are going to call on someone like that and try to take advantage of a team like Cleveland that is clearly not going to the playoffs and it doesn't have a ton of young talent around him, but he will not be moved, no.
So is the entire trade market trending in that direction where all the star players we're talking about just are pretty much going to stay home, or do you think any of these big names will be moved?
You know, I don't think this is going to be the type of trade market that blows fans out of the water, but I do wonder if there's a significant move, dark horse out of nowhere move, that does happen, because that seems to be the case every year. I go back to a Von Miller, a Leonard Williams, you know, to the Rams and Seahawks. There are moves that could be made. The problem is that a lot of these teams, mention Cleveland, mention Miami, a team like Tennessee, they're not keen to give up their top players. So, for example, Tennessee with Jeffrey Simmons, you know, every team damn near in the league has called on him. But, and he needs an extension after this year, and he has switched agents. There's a lot of teams that would love to get Jeffrey Simmons. But Tennessee is going to say, well, we need 3 ones or 2 ones and a two. It's incredibly hard to get a big-time elite player. It's pretty hard to get a good player. What you mostly see are pick swaps. You know, I reported yesterday on Keon White and Kyle Duggar. These are late-round pick swaps. There's not a whole lot of monster moves that move the needle.
Jordan, when it comes to the linebackers that are possibly available on the market, I know Jerry's told our station, you know, maybe that's the position the Cowboys would be most interested in. What are some names that could be moved at linebacker?
I think the name that is probably most appetizing is Quincy Williams from the Jets. He is a very, very good player. And the Jets have some young playmakers on defense. I had mentioned last week there was about 5 or 6 that could be moved. Michael Carter was just traded their safety. But whether it's Jermaine Johnson or Will McDonald or, in this case, Quincy Williams, I think there's potentially more trades for the Jets to make. Now, Williams is one of those players that is incredibly intriguing because he can play in different schemes. He's very fast. He can cover some. He can blitz. He's just a really good football player. And I think the Jets are, as they're trying to build a new identity, one of these teams to really watch for, because acquiring draft capital is very, very important for a first-year GM, a first-year head coach. So I'd say Quincy Williams is one. You know, one name that was brought up to me was Jordan Brooks, but I don't see him getting moved. He's been very good. They're winning. There's going to be one or two backers moved. We just saw a safety or a nickel corner moved. I think defensive tackle, a lot of teams desperate for help up front. I mentioned Jeffrey Simmons, but I just don't see that. But, you know, you could see pass rusher, defensive tackle. You know, I think those are the positions to really look out for.
What about Jets defensive tackle Quinnen Williams? Is there any – I've seen some stuff about him floating around.
So Quinnen is far and away the best player on that defense. He's fantastic. He's an all-pro. He's a difference maker. The Jets, it's my understanding, they have gotten a number of calls. They are not willingly shopping him. But if they're blown away by a team that, let's say, picks up the phone and says, you know, hey, here's two ones and a two, something of that nature, monster offer, then I think they would strongly consider it. But, you know, having spoken to just a few teams today, I don't get the sense that anyone's going to blow them away. I don't get the sense that Aaron Glenn wants or Darren Mooney wants to trade Quinnen Williams. But I do think they're going to be active. I think Jermaine Johnson, good young pass rusher, Will McDonald potentially. Obviously, I mentioned Quincy. There's other moves to be made there.
NFL insider Jordan Schultz with us here on 105.3 The Fan. You brought up Jalen Waddle. You don't think Miami's going to move him. What about Bradley Chubb, Phillips, Minka Fitzpatrick? Is that a team that maybe, you know, from a Cowboys lens, they could get involved with?
Chubb, all three of those pass rushers, Chubb, Phillips, and Judon to a lesser extent because he won't move the needle as much. But all three of those guys could be available or are available. It's a situation where in that order, I would say it's in terms of most attractive to teams, it's Phillips 1, Chubb 2, Judon 3. Phillips is, you know, he's the youngest. He has a ton of tools. I think one, if I had to say right now, you know, less than a week or a week or so away, I think Phillips or Chubb gets traded. Not both, but one of them would be moved. And to your point about Dallas, you know, that would absolutely move the needle. It's not going to fix all your problems, but it'll move the needle in a real way.
Hey, Jordan, what do you feel like, you mentioned that maybe teams aren't interested in moving guys. What if we move the trade deadline back another couple of weeks? Does that do anything, you think, to get people interested? Or is there just so much with the parity and stuff right now that people still feel like they're in it, and that's why they're not getting any movement?
I think we just lost Jordan Schultz there. Fox Sports NFL insider Jordan Schultz joining us here.
God, I thought
on Home of the Cowboys.
Question.
I thought that was a good one. Maybe we can get him back.
Yeah. I thought that was a good point too. But you know what he was saying earlier, that, you know, teams, I think it's not only about thinking they're contenders now, but it's like, how do we become a playoff team next year?
Yeah.
And trading a Quinnen Williams or Myles Garrett, like, that is going to set you back because it's just so tough to find all pro talent like that. We got you back here, Jordan. We got Jordan Schultz back here with you.
Jordan?
Can I not hear him?
No.
Is it just my headphones that are out? Oh, okay. Nobody can hear Jordan Schultz. So something weird happened with our phone? Is that a...
It's possible.
Yeah, we are getting ready to move studios next week. So apologies to Jordan Schultz.
Do you want
to
go out in the parking lot and do it on the phone?
Yeah, go out there.
Well, you never know. We'll have to stay frosty. We got you now, Jordan?
Yeah, I'm here. I was saying, I think you were asking about...
trade deadlines. The trade deadlines. Do we need to move them back?
They moved it back a year. 2 years ago, they moved it back a week. It used to be on Halloween.
Right.
And they moved it back a week. And I thought that helped, but I'm not convinced it did. I think it might have made it worse.
Oh, okay.
Because now, Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, listen, you have basically 22 teams that are 500 or better. I mean, all these teams think they're still in contention.
Right.
And then the teams that aren't in contention, you know, pick a New Orleans. They don't like to make trades. There's certain teams that just don't want to make moves. So you're limiting the field is already limited. But I guess to your point, if you moved it back another week or two and you had teams that were firmly out of it or really close to being out of it, yeah, perhaps it would help spur some more action.
Jordan Schultz with us. Now, what do you think about the idea of the Cowboys, maybe they lose to Arizona, they fall to 3-5-1. Could they be in any way sellers at this deadline?
I don't think so. I think if anyone, if I look at Dallas realistically and the state of the NFC East and really the NFC as a whole, there's still a massive window for them to make a playoff push, even with another loss. I wouldn't say they're going to be sellers. I don't think they're going to be huge buyers, but I do think a move is going to be made on the defensive side of the ball.
We've had a weird situation going on with Trayvon Diggs. I don't know, and this might be something that you haven't even put out feelers for, but do you think there would be a market for Diggs out there if the Cowboys were to try and shop him?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think, there is clearly a real disconnect between him and the front office and the organization based on and I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to figure that out. Based on what Jerry has said, based on what Micah has said in recent days, just the fact that they're such good friends and how that was handled. I don't know what the fix is in Dallas between the two, but there is a market for Diggs. Now, the question would become how much of the salary would Dallas be willing to take on? And I think he still has 3 years left, so there's a lot of contract there, but there's nothing guaranteed, I believe, after this season, which would help potentially a move to be made. And I think I don't know if it's I wouldn't say this with certainty, but I would imagine that maybe both sides might benefit from a change of scenery.
How much are your insider social circles buzzing about what exactly went down there a week and a half ago?
With Trayvon and the team?
Yeah, and the concussion.
Oh, I think there's a lot of question marks about doubt. First of all, there's a lot of these teams. You know, Baltimore was another one. Baltimore didn't report Lamar's practice, that whole thing, that was really strange.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a lot of trust in general right now in terms of how teams are putting out injuries. And that one, I think, was very strange. I think when Trayvon Diggs was at his best a couple of years ago and really a true playmaker, elite corner, which I think he still can be, he was incredibly competitive. And I don't know what the disconnect is, but when Jerry came out and said that, you know, he wasn't here, he wasn't in the facility – just as a fan, that bothered me first and foremost. So I can imagine it really upset and probably bothered the player. And I think since then, both sides have been on completely opposite sides of the page.
Okay, let's just before we get out of here, ask you about Max Crosby and Trey Hendrickson. Do you feel the same way about them as you do Myles Garrett, that they won't be traded, or is there still a possibility?
Crosby, no. I definitively would say Crosby, no. But Hendrickson, I tell you what, I know several teams have called on Hendrickson, San Francisco being one of them, although they just made the trade yesterday, last night for Keon White. Hendrickson, I don't think, is going to be back in Cincinnati after the season. I feel confident about that. And the Bengals, you know, the AFC North is so open that even as much as they struggle without Burrow, there's still a window for them to make a playoff run. And if they were to, they have basically told me that Burrow's rehab has gone very well and they believe he'll be back mid-December. If they're even remotely close to the playoffs, then it's worth keeping Hendrickson. But the defense has been horrible, and they just don't, to me, like, everything has to go very well for them to make a playoff push. And you're already seeing injuries with Flacco, and we know what Jake Browning is and isn't. I would be very surprised if Hendrickson's traded. They don't want to trade him, but it's not one of those situations, to me, like a Max Crosby, where if the phone rings, you're just hanging it up, if that makes any sense.
Hey, Jordan, real quick, I know we'd say we're going to let you go. Do you think there's a market for George Pickens?
Oh, massive. But they, you know, I know they haven't had any extension talks, and obviously there's a lot of contention, or at least there was, between David Mulugeta and Jerry Jones and the organization.
Sure.
There would be a monster market for Pickens. I mean, he's a bona fide number one wide receiver. He's already eclipsed his touchdown rate. I think he's at 6. He should be a Pro Bowler.
Sure.
I mean, he's been awesome. To be honest, full transparency, I haven't even asked whether or not he'd be available because I haven't heard his name at all.
Sure.
And I think Dallas, to me, I don't see a scenario where they'd move him. And from everything I've been told, he's been really good in the locker room. And that was obviously, you know, Pittsburgh didn't feel good for whatever reason about him. I don't see a scenario where he's dealt. But I could see a scenario where Diggs is dealt. And, again, I think Dallas is – there is a move or two to be made for them on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, the only reason we would say that is because if they didn't have the intent of re-signing him,
right,
or franchise tagging him, could you get more value for him now than, say, waiting for the compensatory pick?
Oh, his value would never be higher than it is right now.
Gotcha.
Problem is that you know, Dallas, I think the organization believes that if they get another defensive player or two, that they can, they can win 10, 11 games.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't want to be, obviously we saw with Micah, and that was its own story in its entirety, but you don't want to be a team that's just trading away your best players. And for all intents and purposes, I don't know who's been better than George Pickens this year.
Yeah.
I did want to promote the Schultz Report. Great episode with DeMarvian Overshown, Agent Zero. What were your takeaways talking with him? He's just the man, isn't he?
Yeah, that was so cool. I was blown away by him. I think the biggest takeaway was his attitude. You know, I mean, the story he told me that stood out the most, fellas, was he tears his ACL, MCL, PCL. The trainer comes out on the field and says, you know, do you need a cart? He says, no, because I know I'm not going to be on this field for a really long time. So he basically gets helped off the field, but he walks off on his own power. And his entire demeanor and his maturity and the fact that he beat the timeline by basically 6 months, it's incredible. And I mean, I think he's going to be one of the premier linebackers in the league, and the fact that he's going to be playing an NFL game in basically 2 weeks is awesome.
Thank you so much for your time, Jordan. Enjoy the trade deadline. We'll try to catch up with you soon.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Fox NFL insider Jordan Schultz here with you in the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Cowboys. Okay, we got a C-note coming up here. Cowboys news of the evening as we'll get you even more names that are churning with the trade deadline coming up 6 days away and answer some of your texts about this coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're on the Fan. All right, let's rock some C-Note here. Cowboys news of the evening brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. What do you think of 903 here? Says, I don't understand why we would want Trey Hendrickson so much. He's not that great of an answer to Cincinnati. Why would he be the big solution for us? I think you make a good point. You know, Trey Hendrickson is far down on my top targets for the Cowboys. A guy that rushes the passer well but does not play the defense well. He'd obviously make you better, but the depressing thing for Cincinnati's defense and the Cowboys defense right now, you got to get four or five good players. And if you look at it like that, maybe saving all of your money and your draft picks and trying to spread that out and hit home runs on some budget pieces and your draft picks is a better way of trying to get good. You look at Quinnen Williams, Jeffrey Simmons, Max Crosby, Miles Garrett. Those are the players that, in my mind, just one could shift the dynamic significantly in your favor. And Hendrickson isn't one of those. I think he's probably 32 years old now, and he's been dealing with the back. Now he's got a hip situation going on. So I'm right there with you. Hendrickson wouldn't fix this thing by himself.
I mean, he's 30. He's got 4 sacks already on the year, and he's got 17 and a half sacks the last 2 years. I think he's a very good player. I'd absolutely want Trey Hendrickson on this team. He's not fixing it by himself. But I disagree with the texter. I think he's much better than that person thinks he is.
Okay. The most interesting thing ESPN wrote about today from a Cowboys perspective is how tradable Miles Garrett is. And this contract might be structured so well for a trade that it would make the compensation maybe 3 ones. What it really comes down to is they backloaded and tied so much of it into signing bonuses that for the team trading for him, you're getting a massively low cap hit. Spotrac posted it $1.2 million for this year, $8 million cap hit for next year for Miles Garrett, 16 in 2027, $21 million cap hit in 2028 for Miles Garrett, and then the salary cap catches up to him, and it would be like a $60 million cap number in 2029 and 2030. But Cleveland structured this in a way to give themselves cap relief for the immediate to try to win big now. They would eat $50 or $60 million in cap space to trade Miles Garrett. And in order to do that, I think the price would be 3 ones, and I'm not sure he's not worth it. 3 ones for Miles Garrett?
He's the best defense player in football, in my opinion. So, I mean, I don't know. I think that if I had to go that way, he can play any position on the defensive line. Again, like, you're not one player away, but you've got to start somewhere. You've got to just get help, right? And then you can focus on what do you do in the offseason. Like, yeah, you're not one player away. Saying, okay, one player's not going to fix that is not a reason to not make a move. You need to add talent. You need to add bodies. So Miles Garrett, I think, is the best possible player you could add. If it ends up going to 3 ones, it's a lot, but I'd consider it for a player like that.
Especially when you have 4 first-round picks over the next 2 years, it becomes a lot more palatable.
Sure.
As opposed to you're punting on 3 first-round picks for the next 3 years. It's a different story. So, yes,
I think I'd do it for him.
I would totally do that. He's unblockable. He stops the run. I mean, the only concern is his age. He's been fairly healthy throughout his career. He's a hometown guy. I would implore whoever is in charge up there, let's call about Myles Garrett every day between now and
absolutely
and Tuesday. And 3-1s probably isn't going to happen, but 2-1s plus something. I'm just trying to figure out at what point would Cleveland deal him, because in all the articles you read, all the insiders you talk to, it really comes down to value. And at some point it would become worth it. I want to find out what that point is for the Cleveland Browns. Brian Schottenheimer today says he has spent a significant amount more time in defensive meetings compared to the start of the season. Mm. That's to help. It's not to get in the way. And he says he gives Eberflus a ton of credit, having been a coordinator, having had head coaches come sit in my meetings and stuff. You don't like it. Shoddy says, I took it personal. Why are you in my meeting? And he says, Flus has not been like that at all.
Not to his face.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He leaves, and then the coaches all get together and they put their feet up on the desk and they talk about, he needs to mind his own damn business. And, why is he over here messing with us? And
he's the head coach of the football team. It is his business.
And he's probably saying, if we had better players, if they would have fought for a guy that we wanted, and, that's what coaches do. They sit around and they bitch about.
Just crank up the excuse machine.
Yeah. They sit in their office and they talk about what's going on around the league and, why poor me, why they can't get anything done. I've been there. I've seen it.
Go into Steven's office or Will McClay's office and talk to them about what's wrong what I think I'd be saying if I'm the defensive coordinator. Yeah. But, if it's that intense of a dynamic, I guess I salute Schottenheimer for being a good enough leader and courageous enough to get in there. But whatever hope that we had coming out of the Washington game that Shoddy had helped fix it quickly was dashed in Denver.
See, that's what I'm saying, though. He went in there for the Commanders game and supposedly everything, turned around a little bit, but and then he forget to go for the Denver game. I don't know, but I don't think he did. I know how coaches are. They close the door, they sit in their office, and they bitch about their problems. That's what they do.
If you're ready to do that, though,
personnel guys.
This defense is only 16 points better so far than Mike Nolan's was in 2020. Oh, sure. It's just another reason to believe this thing is going to end here after 1 year, and you'll be on to another defensive coordinator.
Yeah, your fourth guy, and then he'll have a hand in the players that they pick. And then we'll complain about that, because then, the guys like the Mike Zimmer picks, like Maris Leofau, will then get pushed out. And then, who else will get pushed out that was a pick by a former guy? Everybody comes in here and this is the problem with this organization, is that there's too many voices in this thing. And I mean, there's too many voices telling the guy who's making the decision what's going on. I mean, it's like, and the coaches, they have so much say in personnel that it F's up the guy trying to do the personnel the right way.
Yeah,
and so now you have a team that looks ridiculous because you're playing with, we can't get Maris Leofau on the field. Well, remember how when Maris Leofau got drafted, Mike Zimmer and that whole crew was so excited about Maris Leofau.
Oh, yeah.
Now the poor son of a gun can't get him on the field. Yeah. Wait, he's not our guy.
If you're planning an A-gap blitz, he's your guy.
Yeah. If you're
him and Shamar James.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just, to me, it's, the more you just keep turning that position over, the worse your defense is going to look.
Yeah, and then they let the new coach bring in a couple of his guys because they understand the scheme.
Well, see, that's what you do. You don't want to be the bad guy. You're Will McClay. You don't want to tell Matt Eberflus, hey, Flus, I know you've been here before and you might know the Joneses, but you're full of S right now. I'm not bringing in any of those guys. And then he'll go, well, what? And then he'll get mad and he'll go in his office and close his door and get on the phone and bitch about the fact that the personnel guy doesn't care about him, and I can't win because I don't have my own guys, That's how this thing works. I've lived this. Mm. I live this. Everything that's going on right now, I lived it.
And whose fault is it?
Mostly Jerry Jones.
Right.
Yeah. Because he's in charge of this leadership dynamic because it allows him to have the ultimate final say and not have to be an expert in anything.
Well, he has the final say because he allows too many people to have a voice, in my opinion. Yeah.
But if he also would say, okay, I'm willing to not let my ego be in the way and be the owner and just give Will control as the general manager.
Well,
Yeah. Then it's different. Then you have Will McClay who's making the decisions.
You guys know this for a fact that when I ran the draft in Philadelphia, Jeff Lurie told me we're not drafting Randy Moss. Okay? That's an owner coming in and saying, hey, Brian, I really don't feel like we need to draft Randy Moss here. You know? So, I mean, I said, well, Mr. Lurie, I go, he is one of our best players on the board. Well, I wouldn't feel comfortable with that. So, you know, sometimes, you know, people...
For sure, there's always going to be an owner.
There's always going to be somebody that's going to walk in.
You still need one decision maker.
I agree.
That would probably help solve a lot of issues here.
I agree.
And I'd like to at least see it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I feel like that, though, when this situation is, they take a lot of pride in the fact that they have this great communication and the pods and all that. But in actually, I watched a coach one time say that I watched the coach with the Cowboys, Chan Gailey, stand up there, him and Dwayne Painter, tell Jerry Jones that Randy Moss again, want nothing to do with Randy Moss. And the coach and the scouts are like, you're nuts. What are you talking about? You know, that's what I'm saying. Then all of a sudden, Jerry has to make a decision. What decision did he make? He made the decision to go with his coaches. You know, now if he'd have gone with the scouts, that would have pissed off the coaches. See, this is the problem with this organization is too many parties have a seat at the table, mm-hmm. and they get mad when the other one gets a little bit more of the pie.
Right.
You know, when that's the problem Will has. Will might be really good at his job, but the problem is he has to sit there and cater to the Joneses. He has to cater to the coaches, and he has to cater to his own scouts. And he can't make it. He can't help because he's always going to have somebody mad at him, you know? And that's why then everybody in that organization kind of gets mad, like, oh, geez, I can't believe they brought that guy in.
Yeah.
There's people that didn't like Tyler Smith, offensive line coach. The scouts said, BS, this guy can play. What are we doing?
And they hit on him.
That's what I'm saying. And then, but I'm sure that there's some scout guys. Like, how about this? Just real quick, I'm going around. I know we got Krusty's Corner coming up. You got to deal with when Sertan and Horn were, if Sertan and Horn were on the board, the scouts were fighting for Sertan, the coaches like were Horn. Fighting for Horn. Yeah. Because you know why? Mike McCarthy coached his dad in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, geez.
So all of a sudden, watch where that thing would have gone. Oh, they take Joe Horn. They take J.C. Horn.
Take the wrong guy.
You took the wrong guy. Yep. Why? Because the coaches got involved. See, that's
the moral of the story is have the coaches be involved.
Well, no, the moral is, though, unless you have one just central voice saying, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We're not going to allow everything else to interfere with us. This is the problems you have.
And that's the Jones family dynamic.
I love it, Brian. You were on fire. It's a perfect segue into Krusty's Corner. Where are you taking it?
Yeah, let's talk about how the Cowboys are going to beat the Arizona Cardinals. We'll do that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner. Here's Brian.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much to my teammates. Appreciate you guys very, very, very much. Thank you for allowing me, Dawson, to go over a little bit on that.
Dude, you were on fire. The text loved it. Twitter loved it.
I just, like you said, I...
Go off.
I've lived that,
tear their
man.
Ass up.
I've lived that over there.
I also feel like the coaches are then often too loyal to the players that they have drafted. They want them to be a success. They probably like them personally. They want them to get paid. So then when it comes for second contract time, it's like, yeah, pay my guy. Yeah. And the coach and the player high five, and you got paid, man. I believed in you. And it's like it's like a doom cycle from the time the player gets drafted.
Yeah, whether you want to believe this or not, you know, just talking to some folks and kind of some of the dynamics and things, talk about player-coach relationships, which are we're cool. No problem. Player-coach relationship, great. Some of the problems that Diggs has had is because of things that Al Harris did as a coach over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that he was coddling the player. Mm-hmm. That allowed him to you know to do some of the things like, you know, to be late or miss things or not be buttoned up on some things. There's some talk. You know, there's some like, hey, why don't you keep Al? Well, maybe we need to move on from Al.
Oh.
You know, that kind of thing. Because of some of the things that were going on. So players and coaches have relationships, and that's cool. I don't have a problem with that. I really, really don't. But
I do. I don't think there's a lot of room for player friend friendships or player coach friendships.
You know, it's funny you say that because I saw one that was really actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this, but it was way back in the day. Favre and Steve Mariucci were like best friends.
Okay.
In that way, it was kind of, at the time, I was kind of a young personnel guy, so I thought it was kind of cool. But you're not wrong. You got to be able to kind of keep things separated.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of these coaches, especially nowadays, that these players don't have like a father figure.
Yeah.
And these coaches become that with them. And everything, it means so much to them. When they have some success, that the guy saw some good in, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's, I'm with you though. I mean, I don't think you could always be friends with the players. You know?
I mean, you can have respect. You can be a mentor without being so friendly that you're biased.
Yeah.
You know?
You can't let it get in the way of what's the best decision for the team.
Yeah.
You know, if your buddy that's a player is not playing well and the other guy's better, you can't allow that to conflict.
No,
conflict decision.
Yeah, but there's also that I've seen this before where the coach says, "Listen, man, I'm fighting for you. You know, that front office guys don't believe in you.
Yeah.
I'm fighting for you. You know, I told them. Mm-hmm. I told them, you know, you need to be the guy here."
Yeah. Yeah,
and thanks, coach. Appreciate it. I've seen that with my own eyes, so it's unique.
And there's advantages to be gained, I think, by being friendly with the players, by having a good rapport. But, you know, I feel like the Cowboys have a hard time evaluating their own players, and they ask their coaches for help. So that's I don't think I'm connecting dots that aren't there at all. Like, this is a big, big issue for them, and they need to go to a more objective Bill Walsh, Jimmy Johnson type of approach to their talent.
Yeah, I think that, you know, with Jimmy in that group, though, that was some coaches that knew how to evaluate when you look at, like...
Yeah,
like
Real deal,
yeah. So, to me, it if you're going to have coaches involved, make sure they know who can...
Like Jason Garrett, son of a scout. An evaluator.
I had more problems with Jason Garrett, and he hated me, and to this day, he still does. But I would have loved to work with him, because I worked with his dad... And I do respect his eye as a coach for football talent.
Yeah,
I mean, I do respect his eye for what a good player looks like. You know,
Belichick, son of a scout. Yeah. That's the guy you want also heading up your personnel department.
Absolutely, something like that. Okay, Arizona Cardinals.
At least when it came to pro talent.
Yeah, exactly.
Might have failed in the college draft, but they were always picking in the 30s.
Yeah. Well. They did some crazy
ass stuff. Receivers.
I told Lombardi, I go, sure. Man, you guys did some crazy ass stuff.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, yeah, you know, we. I go, oh, you acted like you were smarter than everybody else. Just stop. Stop it. Okay. What you need to know about the Arizona Cardinals offense? We'll do the defense tomorrow. This is one of those games, though, where to me, I kind of feel like if Jacoby Brissett was playing, you might really get lit up in this game.
Wow. I've read that. I've read in Arizona where they think Brissett might be better than Murray.
You watched the tape. I mean, clearly throwing the ball better.
Okay.
Clearly throwing the ball better. But the mobility fact of it, or running around fact of it, it's Kyler Murray. It's Kyler Murray, scramble man, Kyler Murray like ducking under a rush, Kyler Murray moving around. But
he's like Super Mario with the turbo hit. He just nutmegs him with his own body. Doesn't have to duck.
It's amazing. Right, it's amazing how he escapes, and then he gets to the open field, and it's like he's just kind of cruising, and it's like a 28-yard gain.
He's a patented Gavin Dawson wiggly guy.
How many? When's the last time the Cowboys? I come on here every week and tell you about running quarterback. When's the last time the running quarterback has beat this team?
Hurts week 1.
Yeah, week 1.
Yeah, so I that's what I'm saying. Maybe
they haven't needed to run. You know, that helps.
And probably Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray might throw for 500 yards in this game. But he will. But Brissett's the one guy that actually is throwing the ball pretty well. I'll say this, though, about their running game is very, very similar to the kind that's still the same. You know, when you talk about Clayton Adams being now here, they're still trying to do Clayton Adams things at Arizona running the football.
Right.
They just don't have James Conner running the football. They have this guy, Bam Knight, that's running the ball. And he's kind of a guy that's got a little bit of some quickness, some elusiveness to him. But you're gonna get the pulls, you're gonna get the tight end pull, you're gonna get all these things of trying to the movement, the down blocks and stuff. They're trying to do very similar what they've done in the past, just without the offensive line coach to coach it up. The thing that's going to hurt them, and it's the same thing that hurts Dallas. You watch Arizona play the Packers. You watch them play the Colts. It's the penetrations. If you can find a way, this is one of those games where, to me, Dallas defensively needs to play downhill. I mean, play downhill. And it's if you get a chance, run throughs. The penetration, anything that messes with their blocking schemes. Okay, that's the one way that when they get in that formation, that sidecar formation, and Kyler Murray wants to hand it off, and the ball starts going sideways, and they're pulling guys.
You should gap and
just go, just shoot gaps and go for it. You know, because it throws off their blocking schemes, and that's how teams have been able to kind of control them a little bit in the running game. I personally, in this game, would think about, I know I'm going to talk about Marvin Harrison here for a minute, but the guy I really, really want to talk about, though, is Trey McBride. Okay?
Uh-oh.
And Trey McBride, I think you need to treat Trey McBride like he is a big-time wide receiver, because you do see routes down the field. You do see routes along the sidelines. You do see there a lot of their passes go inside. So here's Dallas struggling with their safety play. You know, we've struggled with the depth of a linebacker, ball over the top. I have a feeling they're going to try and attack you in the middle of the field. That's kind of where they live. But I would consider every once in a while going in certain down and distances, taking Bland and putting him on Trey McBride, and then trying to cover Marvin Harrison and Zay Jones or Michael Wilson and those guys with the other corners is what I would try and do. I think the guy that could absolutely hurt you the most in this game is their tight end. And I think
he's been their best offensive player.
Yeah, Brissett used him pretty well, but I would take my best defensive back and say, okay, certain down and distances, I'm gonna cover you up with my best guy and play. I'm not saying do it all the time, but I think you have to give him a changeup. You have to give him a changeup because if you put a safety or linebacker on, they're going to wear you out with this guy. So I would take my best guy and try and neutralize him and then hope. I don't think Marvin Harrison is what the Marvin Harrison, when we were thinking about the draft and what he was going to be coming out.
Well, he will be Monday night.
He probably will be.
But you're right. Be a great week to have Jordan Lewis, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but yeah, you're absolutely
probably
right.
Probably wasn't friends enough with the coaches.
Yeah, they're not going to move Marvin Harrison around a bunch. They're not a big motion team. But when they do, it's kind of like I don't think they're running motion the same way you're running motion. But here you are. You know, you've got a chance. I would say the right tackle, Jonah Williams.
Oh, the former Bengal?
Yeah. Jonah Williams is your guy this week.
And tear him up.
That means that Flus will put Houston and Ezra Rocco over on the other side.
On Paris Johnson.
and work that matchup.
Strength on strength, man.
Strength on strength.
Clowny work, Williams. So, yeah,
get some good reps over there.
Hey, Nealon, go have fun with Williams.
Yeah, but Jonah Williams, the right tackle, is, I think, where you need to be very mindful of this game.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, sir.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We got a little bit of a need for a fix, Wolchuk. What you got for me?
Oh, we got trade deadline intel and just wheeling around the facility. That's next in the Nation.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.